The question is number 75. What is forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? And the answer is that the Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. So it doesn't take very long to say, but there are many things there. First, there's a recognition that God is good, and that part of his goodness to us is in providing for us and taking care of us, so that ordinarily man's wealth and outward estate is a good thing. Although, just as a man may forfeit his life by committing murder, and we thought about that when we were in the Sixth Commandment, there are times where a man forfeits his wealth or his outward estate, so it's important that the word unjustly be there. So, the Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. Now, there are things that do hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. That includes things like stealing. That includes things like laziness. That includes things like wastefulness. Those directly hinder wealth and outward estate, whether of ourself or our neighbor. And then there are things that may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. And that includes things like uncarefulness about what we do with things, like starting a fire near standing grain that is going to be unmonitored. The law has, the case law has regulation about that, that is an application of the Eighth Commandment. And things like an inordinate love of pleasure, an inordinate love of material things. And Mr. Christian led us through some of the proverbs that teach those things in the catechism class on the Lord's Day. And so there are many things that fail to recognize God's goodness and the things that he provides for us, and fail to enjoy the goodness of God in the good things. So whether it's something that doesn't take care of good things at all, or it's something that values the thing in itself too much, and God has so ordered his providence that those who value things that way often end up being the means by which those things are destroyed or removed from them. So there are many things that may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate, which means that the Lord doesn't just want us to identify a list of things to do or not to do. He also wants us to be thoughtful. The language of may unjustly hinder means that we are to be thinking about what is right, what is owed to others, and the way God's world works in his providence. What things tend towards better productivity and flourishing, and what things tend to hinder productivity and flourishing. So there's actually a lot here in these few words. The Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. So last week in what the Eighth Commandment requires, it requires us to see God's provision as good and to imitate God's goodness and participate in God's goodness and respond to God's goodness in his providing us with material things and his providing our neighbor with material things. Therefore, what is forbidden is all of those things that fail to take into account the goodness of God in material provision and in giving us the privilege of participating in that provision. Not only fail to take that into account, but then positively disregard or even immediately oppose. There are things that do, not just may, but do unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's welfare or distinct. So what is forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? The Eighth Commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate.